Have you guys completely shifted everything from brewing your great gin and vodkas to completely hand sanitizer now?
Well, that seems to be where we're headed. We still like to be able to produce our vodka and gin and keep the LCBO stocked, but seems like the priority these days, the crazy world we're in, is that people and institutions need sanitizer. So we'll do what we can.
How much different is it to make hand sanitizer than vodka?
Well, what we do already is when we make vodka in particular, we make 95% alcohol, 95 and change. Really, it's high test, and it's the exact same base product that's used in hand sanitizer. So we have the key ingredient. We just need to keep sourcing some of the other ingredients and mix big batches to put in small bottles.
What made you decide to go this route? I've seen, you know, other breweries have done this or other distillers have done this, but like just you, what's the why?
The simple answer is we can. We're the only legal still, and I would think the biggest one in Sudbury anyway. We can do it. There was distilleries in the States who started doing this a while back, so I think we're at a time where people need a good news story, and we can provide something that is short out there for a lot of people.
To say that you guys provided a good news story is an understatement. I mean, Friday you guys sold out. I was there on Saturday, and I guess you brought Kayla in to volunteer and sold out again on Saturday. A big stick tap to you guys there for doing this and for, you know, being good community citizens and everything. So what are the plans going forward here, Shane? Because I know that I saw that you guys are closed on Mondays, and you're answering the phone on Monday, so obviously it's not completely closed. But
Well, after this call, unfortunately, I have to stop answering the call, emails, Facebook. My phone vibrates so much right now, I feel like I'm having seizures. We have to focus on some other things today. And from here, we're trying to give out product to the community, one bottle at a time to help those that can. But the emails that we've received are, first, they're heartbreaking, a lot of them. But on top of that, we're getting institutions in town which shouldn't be short on sanitizer, who might be first responders, old age homes, medical clinics, things of this sort. And we're going to scale up, and we're going to scale up with the intent of getting some of the frontline workers with some sanitizer in their pocket and try and keep them safe, because the rest of us can wash our hands and be at home at least as best we can. We're lucky. We with all the attention we got, we brought on, it's humbling, the people who came out of the community to help, it's been wild. Laurentian University gave us some bottles to get us going. Old Soul Soap did the same. We have a couple, handful of other facilities who are giving us bottles just to keep us moving. Vianet came around and said, you know what, you've been shouldering the cost, how about we do it for a bit? And so when we scale up for some of the institutions, they're going to come around and give us a hand. And it's, the community, it's nice to see the community. This is why we moved back to Northern Ontario to start this business. And we wanted our kids raised in this environment, and that's what we got.
I just got chills.
You can hear me, Shane. I'm president of the food bank, and just want to thank you for collecting donations when people drop by Crosscut to pick up some of your hand sanitizer. That's very kind. Another very kind element to what you're doing. So thank you.
Hey, it's people want to give, and we didn't want to take the money, so it made perfect sense to take those dollars, put it in a bucket, and move it to the food bank, because I think the food bank's going to be hurting more than ever right now. So I think
it's
a good place for the money to go.